March 13, 1987. The Whalers open the first of a three-game road trip in Winnipeg, looking to end a brief two-game slide, as both clubs drip plenty of rubber in the first 20 minutes, combining for 25 shots. The only goal, Sylvain Turgeon's right-wing drive just a minute 43 in. Midway through the second period, the Whalers got the key second goal, with Ray Ferraro's roof job here at 10-16 put Hartford in the driver's seat.
A lead to Babich. Babich breaking. Walking it off the boards to a flying Lawless. He's closing another right side of backhand. Score! Oh, he backhanded it right through the goal mouth, and Ray Ferraro put it upstairs. And Reddick didn't have a chance on that one. And bang, just like a thunderstorm brewing out of a clear blue sky, the Hartford Whalers on one of their very few rushes in the second period. A key goal, they make it 2-0.
John Anderson finished off the 3-0 win just 2:20 into the third. As for goalie Mike Liute, his 36-save performance gave him his fifth shutout of the season and the first Winnipeg blanking at home by an opponent since December of 82. By who else? The Whalers. Not to mention opening an 8-point lead on Montreal atop the division standings and clinching an early playoff berth. March 13, 1987, this state and Whaler NHL history. Tonight it's the Red Hot Devils and new addition Doug Gilmore. Chuck has the jersey preview next as Whaler Magazine continues.